Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on. Excuse me?
You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm Chris, and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Now, to begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
How much time do you need for this?
It is around 10 minutes, depending on your answers.
Let's see if we can speed it up. This is a single-family home.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And please tell me, what year was your home built?
What was it, 30, 50, what? 54.
Thank you. Now, have any upgrade modifications been made to the property? Like
Yes.
roofing upgrades, impact windows,
Yes.
drainage upgrades, or
No.
structural upgrades, raised?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, since 54, 55 years.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Yes.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Now, when you say experience, you just how close does it have to have been to us?
Experience in general. We don't have specifics in here.
Well, I would say yes. Category one for
Okay,
sure.
thank you. Thank you. What about a Category 2 hurricane?
Yep.
A Category 3 hurricane?
Well, I'll say yes on that, and then it'll be no on the four.
And Category 4?
No.
And Category 5? Thank you. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm?
Let's see, Charlie. Oh, the tropical storm. I'm sorry. Oh, that was a long time ago in the middle of the
Yeah.
state. Ooh.
That's good enough. Name or the year. We just need one or the two sometimes. And now the next one. For the Category 1, do you remember?
No. The tropical. Well, let's see. It could. Yeah, I think it was just a tropical storm. Say 75 or so. Category one, probably still in the late 70s, early 80s.
The late 70s, can you tell me a specific year? A ballpark is
No,
fine.
it's too far back. I can't remember.
What should I record in here in 1970 something?
That would be the category one. You had tropical storm in the early 70s, a category one in the late 70s. All that was in the Orlando area, I believe, central middle of the state. The next category would have been Tampa Bay region. We didn't get a direct hit though, but we certainly were on notice, and we had peripheral storm, but that would have been part of it. Been Charlie, because it took that sharp turn. Andrew was the one that covered the entire state, but we didn't really have any serious effect of that. Let's see, what was the other one?
But Andrew
Detroit.
was Category 2, do you remember?
Well, actually, no. One, two. Charlie was more than that. Andrew was certainly more than that. What's that recent one, honey, that just went up through north of here?
I don't know the name.
Well, it was one just earlier this year that hit the west coast of Florida, up around north of Crystal River area. I can't even remember the name of it right now.
Because we needed to, in the categories, I didn't catch it. What was the tropical storm? Was it Charlie in 1975?
No, Charlie was stronger than Charlie was probably at least a 3, if not a 4.
Okay, thank you. And what about the one this year in 2024?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember the name of it.
Or the category. Was it a tropical storm, a category 1 or 2?
It was 4. I think it made landfall as a 3.
The one this year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what about, what about the tropical storm? Do you remember?
Nope.
Okay. Now for the category 1, what should we record?
You mean as far as a name or?
A name or a year.
78.
Or an estimate. Thank you. What about the Category 2 hurricane?
No, that was actually a 3.
A 3?
Put it 2 years ago. What is that? Say 21. The one that went through Fort Myers. Came on up through the center of the state. That hit as a cat 4, but it would be like a 2 by the time we got up here.
Okay, thank you. And what about the category 3? What should we record there?
Early was probably 20, but I don't know, about 26. Yes, and we're still. Say 2010. I'm not sure.
2010. So for the Category 1, we have 1978. For the Category 2, 2021. For the Category 3, 2010. And for the Category 4, was it 2024?
No Category 4. We were just doing the tropical storm around 73.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Let me just rearrange over here. Thank you. It's fine. We just want to know your opinion, so whatever you remember.
Okay. That's the best I can do for you.
That's fine. And let's see. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Physically damaged. No, nothing more than a couple of shingles here or there. So, I wouldn't say anything worth worrying about.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I board up all the windows. We always have extra water, extra food, extra, lighting, have a generator, extra gas, extra propane. That's just all the time. I board up the windows if one's coming our way.
Okay, thank you very much. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
I'm usually more like 3 days away. When they give us a likely path heading our way, like a direct hit, and they're within probably a 3-day window, I start boarding up.
Okay, so that's within...
72
I'm so sorry.
Hours.
72 hours, okay. Yep. Let me add it here. Within 72 hours. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
It depends on the category. I'm very certain if it's just maybe a 2 or a 3.
Okay.
Not so certain on a 3, but if it's a 4, we're probably leaving.
Thank you. Now, please select your top 3 sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Well, it used to be TV, but we got rid of cable. Now everything's on a delay, but it would still probably be TV.
TV? And
yeah.
The other two?
Radio and then just friends and family, other, word of mouth from other people.
Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I think I will be as prepared as I could make it, so I would say a 5.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, cost of housing or property taxes?
Nope.
None of them. Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's not been listed as a flood zone, although they are rezoning things, I believe, but no, we're not in a flood zone.
And an evacuation zone? Neither of those?
No, it's not. I don't think I've ever been in a mandatory evacuation.
Okay, thank you. Now, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials order you to evacuate or probably never.
Probably the 24-hour one if it's a Cat 4.
The option is if a Category 3. Yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
The warning is it's going to hit our direct hit, then we would probably go to shelter.
Oh, that was the next question, actually. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? So you said a local shelter.
Yeah, if it gets down to just 24 hours, probably we'd just do a shelter. I know that everybody usually goes to Orlando and then Orlando gets hit. Or they go to the middle of the state and the middle of the state gets hit.
Yeah.
So it's just to try to find a better spot.
Yes. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? If you don't remember, an estimate is fine.
Regarding hurricane or?
It says a dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy.
5%.
Okay. Do you need a number or is 5% work?
A number in dollar amount. Yeah.
I don't know. I
just
know.
Just put 2,000.
2,000. Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $2,000. I could probably come up with a 2,000. Certain.
I'm certain.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
Ooh.
Has it decreased significantly, decrease somewhat, remain the same, increase somewhat, or increase significantly?
Significantly.
And what about 1 to 3 years back? How has your home insurance rate changed?
From then, or did it change a lot
from
back
then.
3 years ago?
1 to 3 years ago, yeah.
The change back then was not as drastic as it was this year, but it's gone up every year.
So would you say it increased somewhat, like 1 to 10%?
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I would say somewhat.
Thank you. And what about 3 to 5 years back? Did it decrease significantly, decrease somewhat, remain the same, increase somewhat, or increase significantly?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. And what about 5 to 10 years back?
Probably the same, somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, another action that you took that you want to specify, or nothing, continue paying the higher rate?
Pay the higher rate.
Yeah, I don't think we changed because of that. We may have changed once, but I don't think it's because of that. So
okay. Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? For the 100%, I want to be insured for the full.
We just went through that with the insurance company, and we're not comfortable being less than replacement value, so we're just paying the higher amount, full amount.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I don't think we're going to move from our home.
So you would not move from your home?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Our mortgage is paid off, but we're not considering that yet.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
In recovery efforts?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's a fair question. I would probably look to the state if they offer, if they declare state emergency or whatever, and provide some kind of funds, but yeah, I don't really look to that so much. I would obviously be tracking down our insurance company. That's the only thing I'd want help with, get them to do their job.
Oh, thank you. So how should I record your answer? State government or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, again, what do you mean by recovery efforts? You're talking about as far as rebuilding, or are you just talking about assistance, like if you get flooded, getting personal help for food or what?
To reimburse your costs.
Reimburse costs.
Yes.
That should be the insurance company. So I only want the government to make sure the insurance companies do their job.
Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Quite comfortable with, or I'm quite sure that is being enforced?
Yes, very high confidence. 3 is reasonable confidence, or 1, confidence.
Certainly on new construction, it would be a 5 in our area.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Local planning. Well, I know they look at it. I don't know how competent they are. Let's say a 4.
Mm-hmm. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
A 5.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
Well, they're definitely looking at it, redoing all that. I mean, there's not much they can do about the risk, but I would say 4.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Yeah, I would say 5.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have a scale to help you out. We have, yes, I believe it is happening, and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I don't know if it is happening.
I don't believe it's happening to a significant level. I will not be affected.
Okay.
So I guess
you
say I don't
believe
it's happening. Yeah.
You do not believe it is happening. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, and around the world, yeah, but in our area, I don't think it's significant. And even if it wasn't,
okay,
you know, I won't be affected.
So how should I record your answer? Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected?
Is there a scale on how much you believe is happening? I think it's very minor. So I guess it's closer to... I don't believe it's happening. That's probably the better answer for me.
Okay. Thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. Now, how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
I guess I would say somewhat.
We only had
a problem one time. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job? You can select up to 3.
What was the last thing about family?
Proximity to other family.
Oh, well, the home was built by family, like many, many years ago, and the whole area was totally different at that time. I don't know what their reasons were. Our reason for staying in it is simply because it was a family home, and we inherited it with very little cost.
So would you say you chose it because you inherited it?
Yeah, that would be the best one. That location.
Okay. That, and would you say it's a neighborhood or?
The city. Neighborhood, if you want, whatever. That wood city's
okay.
Not a...
Thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Well, we'll be here if we live 20 years. But, that'll be a little iffy, but yeah, let's just say a little more than 20 years.
Thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 54?
72.
Yes, I'm sorry? Okay, thank you. And what is your gender?
Male.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
How many people are under 12 years old?
Zero.
How many people are 65 years old or older?
Two.
Thank you. Now, what is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, or living with a partner?
Oh, married.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Is it less than high school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
College. There were some other education, but just say college. Graduate.
Okay, thank you. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And if that's the case, what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American? What was that? I'm sorry, you cut off.
Caucasian, white, Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Now, please tell me which is the income range of your household. Is it under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100?
Let's say 30 to 50.
30 to 50. Thank you. And these were all the questions we had. So thank you very much for your responses and have a nice evening.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay.